Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Welcome to Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast. My name is Emma Mumford and I'm your host. I'm an award-winning blogger, YouTuber, life coach, badass entrepreneur, manifester, and author. My mission is to awaken and to inspire women to live their best lives now and to find their purpose in life. I do this through sharing the power of law of attraction and spirituality. I hope my podcast will inspire you to raise your game and to start living your best life today. Without further ado, let's get started with this week's episode. So thank you so much, guys, for joining me for another one of my podcast episodes. I am super, super excited to have the phenomenal Wim Hof with us today. So Wim, if you don't know, is also known as the Iceman. He is a Dutch extreme athlete who has broken a number of records related to cold exposure, including climbing Mount Kilimanjaro in shorts, running a half marathon above the Arctic Circle barefoot, and standing in a container while covered with ice cubes for more than 112 minutes. I love this. Using cold, hard nature as his teacher, his extensive training has enabled him to learn to control his breathing, heart rate, and blood circulation, and to withstand extreme temperatures. Wim is also a best-selling author and creator of the Wim Hof Method. Welcome, Wim, to the podcast. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks, Emma, for having me. Let's have a great podcast.
Yes, it has been one of my dreams to have you on the podcast since I found your work on Goop Lab last year. So I have been fascinated with your journey, fascinated with your story, and also incorporating some of your techniques as well. So I was like, we need to bring Wim to the podcast to share these awesome pearls of wisdoms with the spiritual queens as well, and spiritual kings. We definitely have spiritual kings listening as well. So first of all, your backstory is really, really fascinating. So my first question I ask everybody who comes on the podcast is, when did you spiritually awaken? What's your story? So I don't know whether your backstory kind of ties into a spiritual awakening at all.
Yes, but I think I was 12 years old. 12 years old, I pledged myself, looking at the world, all the disease, wars, abuse, exploitation, pollution. I was looking at it as a 12-year-old. There I pledged sacredly within myself, I'm going to do something about this. I don't know how, but I do it. Mm-hmm. And that is a 12-year-old who determinedly goes into its spirit, and he has contemplated with 12 years old and also before already about what is going on in this world. And I have to grow up in there to be part of that. And that together with people who have no power and be part of being overpowered in a world that overpowers you. No. I just saw that. It was a feeling. And I just took my stand right there. That is spirituality. Hmm. That is spirituality, where you make a stand. Here I am. And from there, it begins to evolve. Your consciousness begins from here I am. I'm conscious. What do I see? How do I want to evolve? How do I want to create? I don't know. I just began with 12 years old. But very soon, with 12 years old, I got into psychology with 12 years, into Hinduism, into Buddhism, into esoteric disciplines. yoga then, those days, was not known, was something strange to the people. And doing these postures outside, people just, he is crazy. Well, look what he is, it's strange. People didn't take it. But I had determinedly took my direction. And when I was 17, after a lot of philosophizing, studying traditions, languages, anything I could get my hand upon, religion, anything. I found this attraction to go into the cold water. And that brought me, instead of thinking about it and philosophizing, directly, bang, inside, like a this is it experience. And that brought me since then, and that's 44 years ago, when I was 17, it brought me the other day back to the same place, because it gave me a feeling of a inner power, of a power. I could hold it, I could be with it, I could mirror it. It made me feel great the rest of the day. I had found something mystical, something you cannot grasp with words, but the feeling is great. So it's like love. When you love somebody, you nothing can hold you. You are just overwhelmed. Your thoughts are overwhelmed. And that is, Emma, that is spirituality. Spirituality is this, I tell the people, hey, you know how you love the person whom you love. And when you started that love, how struck you were inside. That's the way we should love life. Every day, more than our thoughts are able to depict or to condition us or to bring down our feeling and consuming all the energy. And where is the feeling? Where is the spirituality? And that path I began when I was 12, because this is what we are missing out on in this society. Where does all the energy go? To a couple who have control over us all. And then the media, and then the pollution, and then the production, more production, then the insensitivity, then the cruelty to animals, then the wars inflicted upon children somewhere. Who cares? We don't know anymore. We cannot feel ourselves anymore. Let's stand the feeling to have for somebody or something else. And that has to change. Now I have found throughout the times, throughout these decades, fighting on my own, fighting with that 12-year-old who started a belief, a awakening, a start. Here I am. I make a stand. And that one became bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. But I tell you, for decades, I was considered to be crazy and keep a distance, the black sheep of the family. And now I'm the whitest sheep ever. It all turned, but it took me decades. And I always felt good about it. So if you stay at the core of yourself and you feel good about something, stay there. It's much better than what is out there, than what they want you to fill up in a system that is sodomizing and polluting the planet. Hey man, stay cool, stay within yourself. Your spirituality, your spirit should be yours. And that spirit is able to control or to ignite, activate every day without a doubt of whatsoever, a guarantee every day to be happy, strong, and healthy. That is spirituality. And because nobody was listening to that, that's why I went to science. And then I showed in brain scans I showed in blood samples that we can beat inflammation, that we can regulate our mood, that we can, are able to go in the, into the deepest of the, our brain, which was considered to be not possible by humans. But in all those decades, staying and sticking to whom I am and who I was throughout, I came to fundamentally now, as a dropout of school, to work with professors and doctors to teach them to go beyond what science thought is possible. Now it is written, the autonomic nervous system can be influenced, which was unprecedented, was not done before we showed it. The immune system can be deeply influenced, which should be out in the open. That's why we are here doing some very good work, Emma. For that, I thank you to be a platform for what I say, to bring some truth to the people, some confidence, some power from within that enables people to beat inflammation, to make them feel good during every day. That now is there, and it is all scientifically endorsed. It began my path of spirituality by taking my spirit seriously within my hands. I did not know what to do, but I was very determined to take the whole shit, the whole evil, the whole insensitivity, whatever is going on, I'm gonna do something about it. So here I am now talking with you. This is a sort of my introduction. It also shows that I'm still a very driven man, I'm very strong about what I do. And it comes from, what is it now, 49 years ago. And it all started there.
It's incredible, though, that you awakened so early and had that determination as that young self, because, you know, I'm 27 years old, and I found, you know, even in my lifetime, it was so hard. I mean, I only spiritually awakened 5 years ago, so I was still kind of in my young adult years. And it was so hard, like you say, to feel accepted, to, you know, admit that we can create our realities, change from within, like you say. So I can't even imagine what it was like for you going throughout such a young age as well, like having this knowing, having this determination, but feeling like nobody was listening. So did you find that was hard in terms of like growing up, like school life, relationships? Did you find that was hard for people to get your vision as such?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I was a stranger, the black sheep, the crazy one, idiotic, walking in the clouds with my head, a dreamer and all that. But let me say, look at what is going on right now. Mm-hmm. Then you see who is dreaming and who is and who is on now with a message wherein I can help millions and millions of people, not millions, billions. Billions. So no doubt, I will reach them and I will show them that we are able to guarantee within ourselves, innately born with it, innately capacitated with it to be happy, strong and healthy. Guarantee the autonomy, freedom, the ability to use our mind, for God's sake, our mind and our body. They are made through millions of years of evolution with the tools to become happy, strong, and healthy. That is nothing more than natural logic. But look what the world is doing. There you see the pollution, the way we treat nature, we treat our inner nature that way. And that's why people do not feel good. That's why people do not know how to guarantee happiness, strength, and health to their children. And that is confusion. That is a burden that depresses people, that is suppressing the people within their being to become full-bloom humans. Full-bloom humans are beautiful. It's the flower of evolution. But what we see now is humans being cut off from their development. and being used in a system for production, and just for a couple of people want more greed, more greed, more greed. So it is time now, with this change, what is going on now, to take on autonomy. And I see that in Britain now, a lot of people beginning to go and swim outside in the cold. That is wakening up to the physiology. That is wakening up to the mind. Going with your mind into cold water, you gotta go and connect neurologically with the stress mechanisms inside the brain that is going into the deepest. And then only it starts that you begin to feel an absolute sense of control within. And for the rest of the day, when stress comes, you can use that connection. And that is good to fend off stress. That's to begin with. From there, this connection with the deepest part of the brain, the stress, that's the brainstem, the hypothalamus, the hippocampus, all that I've been showing in brain scans. They say this is a transformational technique, professors, that will change mental health care. So that's what they say, and they publish. They publish after looking inside my brain and what I'm doing. And they see robust activation of the deepest part of the brain, which was considered to be not done. But through going into discomfort, we learn to activate mindfully the stress mechanisms in the body to fend off the stress and to remain objective. It's only logic. But we have learned in our society to make it warm when it is cold, to make it cold when it is warm, and to drive in cars, and not to seek stress. We always go from the thinking brain, what is nice for me, and not what is not nice for you, because that could be really nice for you to take on. So in the beginning, I was considered to be crazy and all, et cetera, and all that. But now we found, and this is with the top researchers in the world, new ways to tackle modern problems like depression and inflammation. Like COVID killed 1.5 million. Now it's growing to 1.6, 1.7 maybe. But inflammatory markers, inflammation, kills 60 to 70 million people a year. Nobody is talking about that. But in 2014, we showed after an injection of a bacteria, E. coli bacteria, which makes you very sick normally, how to control it, how to beat the inflammation. So very soon we are going to do the study now on just inflammation. Because if you are able to bring down the inflammation, then you are able to help 60 to 70 million people a year who are suffering from inflammatory diseases. Mm-hmm. So that is a pandemic. And but let's go back. Before, they called me crazy. Now I call the world crazy. And I'm still standing. And I'm still standing here saying the same things. And everybody's in anxiety and in fear, and they don't know what to do. Lockdowns here, lockdowns there, regulations. No, you have to look inside. You are born with the ability to fend off bacteria and viruses and emotional stress and mental stress anytime. But this is not the way we are schooled. We are schooled to fit into a system. And that system is killing the planet. So it's got to stop this nonsense. It's got to stop. We got to bring sense through science back to the people. The autonomy should be in the people. And people are beautiful beings, especially when they develop into flowers of spiritual with 2 feet on the ground, standing beings, strong, happy, healthy. And that's what they then are able to pass on to their children. Then you get a war. A happy man doesn't go to war. A happy man is not into possessing. A happy man is not into greed or being insensitive. It radiates energy. It is good for the nature outside, for his family members, for all living beings. It's radiance. That's the beauty of spirituality. And spirituality has been sodomized so much. That's why I went to science. And now I tell them, hey, guys, whatever you are doing on this planet and the way you go around with it and with yourself, you are just in the grip of fear and being powerless. Mm-hmm. You do not even you know maybe how to go to the moon and to Mars, but you don't know how to be here on the earth. Happy, strong, and healthy. And now it's time, Emma, that our work gets out in the open and we bring sense to the people and enjoy every day as a discovery, as an adventure. I love it. Today I was swimming outside and jumping from rocks. It was crazy today. Amazing. And I had the BBC on the line, and I had another documentary maker who's an award winner, wants to make a great documentary. And it's all about this awakening. Awakening to the autonomy of ourselves, to be happy, for God's sake, to own our own mind, to be happy, strong, and healthy. Boom. Gang. That's it. Happy, happy days, everybody.
Absolutely. I loved everything you said, Wim. And I love how you combine science and spirituality so effortlessly as well, because like you say, you make it so digestible for people and accessible, because not everybody does have that spiritual mind, or, you know, they think it's woo-woo. They think it's too this. So like you say, you know, spirituality doesn't have a look. Science doesn't have a look, but, you know, it's all about how you feel within yourself and bringing it back to yourself at the end of the day for that happiness, like you say. And when I had depression and when I was like feeling suicidal 5 years ago, like, I wish I had found your work at that point, because, you know, and I'm so grateful that your work is getting out there more and more now, because more and more people will find it. But for anybody who's listening who maybe has mental health issues or depression, or they, you know, they're feeling those suicidal feelings, like, how can your methods, how can the Wim Hof method help people?
Now, yes, absolutely. The control over the hormonal system, that is the endocrine system, they call it, whatever. If you do these breathing techniques and take a cold shower a day, then your vascular system will be conditioned very fast. Blood flow will go a lot better through the system. Heart rate will go down. Energy will go up. Cold shower a day. Do it. That is a great investment. It's the best thing you can do for yourself. And then, if you have acute stresses like depression, psychosis, or anything that is narrowing your mind, your perception, your consciousness, and you feel bad, and you don't want to live in you cannot even live in your own body, and that's why you think, I got to stop this, and you take the emergency break, then at that moment, do this breathing. This breathing is able to bring down the endocrine system, hormonal system, and reset it. And almost instantly, within 10 minutes, it showed that this breathing technique is able to go deeper than people who are doing mindfulness for 4 hours for years. 4 hours a day for years. This breathing technique within 10 minutes is able to go deeper inside the brain. And that means that, where is it wrong hormonally with dopamine, serotonin, for whatever reason, stressor before came in, it is then out of balance. That creates the depression. Depression is pressure loss. To bring back the pressure, you have to reset the hormonal system. You do this through this breathing, and you get into the depth of that brain. And we have showed this in the universities. They say transformational technique that will change mental health care. So any listener who is suffering from unnecessary depression, etc., don't go to pills, don't go to medicaments and all that. It's bullshit. It's money-making scheme. Whatever. I'm not anti. I'm just fucking anti against it. Because the people should know that we are born to outbalance what is out of balance, to bring back in balance. And this breathing technique activates the adrenal axis. It spikes. And let me tell you how much it spikes. It spikes when you do the breathing technique, which is simple, accessible, very powerful. Do it on a sofa, in bed, whenever you feel shit, whenever you feel disconnected, wrong, in the deep darkness of yourself, you feel absolutely disconnected from happiness, strength, and health. Go lie on your bed, relax, go deeply into this breathing. What happens is that you become a sort of high, and then you...
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Manipulate the breathing according to the protocol, and then anybody can do it. There is no excuse about it. And then you create a deep stress, but you feel high. Hey, it's amazing. So what we do is trick the brainstem. We trick the deepest part of the brain with this one, this breathing exercise, and then the hormonal system through the activation of the adrenal axis, and the adrenaline is more than somebody who's going into its first bungee jump. Mm-hmm. So doing this breathing, it has been proven in a comparative study of blood samples. They did this breathing and the other one did go for the first time into bungee jump, and the adrenaline in the people doing this breathing, just lying there on a bed or a sofa, was higher than the people going into their first bungee jump. That means total reset, total preparation, total fear before you go into the danger. This is what the reset is all about. And what is a reset in the case when things are out of balance in the hormonal system? That you need to be facing danger with full functionality. That means that the reset is taking care of the dopamine, serotonin, completely bringing it back. Because you got to function. You got to be clear. You got to be here on top of your functionality, of your power. And that's the way we got into the brain the deepest, and we learn to deal with the stress mechanisms. So anybody who is listening, guys, we love you. But not only, we got the science to back it up. You do this breathing and take cold shower a day, keeps the doctor away. That is one. Two, if you do this breathing, you're able to in an acute way to bring down the agony, the anxiety of whatever mental stress is going on. I hope you get this. It is simple, accessible, and very powerful. Do it on the sofa and or in bed, and it's amazing. It works great. There it is.
It certainly does. So many spiritual folk may be aware of breath work. Breath work is quite a term thrown around in the spiritual sphere, whether it's breath work in meditation, whether it's breath work to shift energy. You know, people are quite aware of breath work. But the main question I get is, well, what is breath work? How do you start? And what would be your advice to people who are wanting to try breath work but have no idea where to start?
Exactly. For that, on our website, all for free, you can get all the techniques, which, by the way, is just one. So it's very simple. Get to the website. Get on. There is an app. You can get into YouTube. There you find all the breathing techniques. And anyone who's listening, it is easy. It is simple. You just do it, and then you find out. Because the feeling is the understanding. So there is no, you don't have to be complicated about this. Because, I'm sorry, it is simple. And it is not complicated. You just begin and then you feel. And know that this has gone through the fires and the scrutiny of scientific studies all over the world. It has proven itself to be very effective and to create a new dimension for scientists to discover. Because we went with these breathing techniques to the level of the autonomic nervous system. This was considered to be not done by humans. To the immune system, into the depth of the immune system. This was considered to be not done. To the hormonal system in the depth, considered to be not done, but not possible according to science. But then we showed it and boom. And this is different from other breathing techniques. Anybody who's doing this, man, woman, doesn't matter. You can go like for 3 minutes without air in your lungs. That if you think of it, that must be horrible. That must be stressful. You die. You cannot do this 3 minutes without air in the lungs. The oldest participant is 98 years old. Wow. So there is no excuse for any of you not to be not able to try this. You do this, no excuse. The wishy-washy is gone, guys. Spirituality is within your hands. Just take it on. Your spirit is waiting to be cleansed inside and you to take hold of it. Your spirit is your servant to be happy, strong, and healthy. Just take him on, watch and see and feel, because it's real.
Exactly. It's all real. It's all happening now. So I want to talk about the cold therapy side of things now. We're talking about breath work, so let's talk about cold therapy. So one of my good friends, she has chronic illnesses, and whenever we've gone away or gone to a spa, she does her cold plunges and her hot, then her cold. And I was like, Hannah, why are you doing this? And I never understood why she was doing this until I came across your work and was like, ah, okay, this is why she's doing it, for her inflammation and, you know, to be able to feel pain-free within her body. So why is cold therapy so powerful? And what would you say for people who are not, and I will hold my hands up here, Wim, who are not being consistent with the cold showers?
That's okay, but your podcast is great because you created a platform for consciousness, for awareness. Well, awareness that there are different ways to tap in to our bodies and brain deeper than is known. So this is great work. And for the rest, hey, there is no dogma in this. You do it according to your feeling. Whenever you look great. So, yeah, how do you feel?
I feel good.
Now, that's all about it. If you feel great and you feel and you look good and you wander through life like you are, say, on drugs, Get high on your own supply. That's what I say. Mm-hmm. And that is because then it's okay. But for those who are disconnected therefrom, a cold shower brings you back to the deepest part of your own brain. Mm-hmm. It has been seen that what regulates our mood is really in the depth of our brain. And the cold is a teacher. It's merciless but righteous. It brings us into the depth, and then suddenly the blood flow gets there. When it gets there more, that is through the cold shower, it has to function because it needs to adapt. The body needs to adapt. Those are deep mechanisms inside the brain and body, related directly to the body. So when they begin to work, then you are the one to go into the cold shower. Your consciousness is there, your will, which is neurology. And that neurology then is able to connect with the deepest part of the brain. And then when something with the mood is happening, you know, shit happens, stress happens, finances, it affects our cells biology. It affects our stress mechanisms inside the brain, our hormonal being. Then suddenly we get bad hormones, deregulated, depression, no pressure anymore. We don't feel the power of life force anymore. And it's all there. Well, the shit already happened, and then another one inside. No, you should be able to confront whatever is going on outside with a poised being in control, learning how to regulate that mood, that control. That is what the cold is able to do. So it's not about being tough. And besides of that, it's the greatest skincare. You know, you go into the cold and all the capillaries are going to work. We always cover them up. And covering up, that's very nice and warm. But sometimes you gotta be in conjunction with the elements of nature. And then the skin, which is the biggest organ of ours, is alive. And that is now you don't need skincare because it takes care by itself from the inside with fluid, with blood to the skin. And the blood has vitamins and oxygen and minerals. And that is what the skin needs from the inside out. And then it goes, it's great. It's not so. It's good for your skin, but it is even better for your inner cardiovascular system. It has millions of little muscles, and it helps the blood flow go through, by which the heart rate goes down and the energy goes up, because all these little muscles make the blood flow reach all the cells a lot better. With that oxygen, vitamins, and minerals, also not only to the skin, but also into the cells, get a lot better. And with that, the production of energy molecules is better done by the mitochondria. And it's no secret, it's very simple, it's logic. The cold shower a day keeps the doctor away. Even the doctor is doing it. So, and he better eat better. You better begin to advise everybody in the country, in the world, hey, take a cold shower. Because cardiovascular related diseases, Emma, is killer number one in our society. Mm-hmm. So we can tackle that any day by taking a cold shower. And why the cold? Because the cold is an amazing power. It's a negative power that brings about the positivity within us. That's why I call the cold my warm friend. It's amazing. You get so much energy back, and the heart rate goes down with 20 to 30 beats a minute, and then 24 hours a day. That means stress is gone, and energy will build up. because it reaches through the uptoned muscles of the vascular system much better to the cell and the production of ATP molecules, adenosine triphosphate, whatever the names, it's logic. More energy, less stress. That's why they're cold. And because you are going into the cold, you learn to connect neurologically with the stress mechanisms. And then when stress during the day is coming, you suddenly find yourself to be not participating into the stress. You find yourself objective, looking at the stress. So in that way, you are much more able to deal with the stress. Mm-hmm. That's why they're cold.
And it sounds like, from what you're saying, like it's a great tool for mindset, for positivity as well, for really creating that emotional stability, you know, as well as the health benefits as well and the scientific benefits. So one thing which I took away from watching your Goop Lab episode, which if people haven't watched it, it's on Netflix with Wim and Gwyneth Paltrow. It's fantastic. The one thing I took away was actually that one of her team, when you were doing the breathwork exercises with them, was actually like bringing up some suppressed trauma and was able to actually work through deep inner work with breathwork. So can you talk to us a little bit about how this can actually help with suppressed trauma, inner work as well?
Suppressed trauma is genetically, is in the genes, is the gene expression. When they stop to be able to express themselves, they are not able. It's because of a situation that happened. It was too much. Something was too much. And then it closes. It closes on the level of cells into the genes. And through breath work, we are able to alter the metabolic processes in the cell. And then suddenly we are able to favor energy within the cell through this breath work to release, to work out the traumatized genetical expressions, genetical condition. And let's not make it too difficult. Simply through the trauma, closes up our being, and it waits until we are able to work on it. That is the principle in nature. You're not gonna go run around with a broken leg. No, you go into its trauma. You gotta go in a little cave or something, release and have rest and take care. But in the amidst the battle, amidst the daily life, you cannot really work on it. So the breathing is able to create the condition to work things out of the old trauma. Now you are in control. You go through the changing the biochemistry in your body through the breath work, which is shown in science now. We did that. And it shows deep changes, and that then we are able to alter anything that is wrong within the cell, DNA, genes caused by trauma, and even ancestral trauma. That can be altered. That can be solved, and that this is the way. It's magic. It's kind of magic that we now found a way. I'm working with the top researchers in the world on the DNA with 140 women right now. It's already done. And in like 5 months, we have the results coming out and published. They with the top researchers in the world in San Francisco. So it's not wishy-washy. This is trauma. It inflicted needs working out whenever you can. And you have to create the right conditions. And these breathing techniques are able to create the right conditions to work on the trauma and thus release it. Yes.
Which is phenomenal. It's phenomenal that something as simple as breath work, and like you say, the cold therapy as well, can be the best therapy, you know, the best money, the best investment. Well, breath work's free. Like the best investment that you can make is nature and breathing, right?
Exactly. Both are nature. The breath work brings the inner nature to our command, by changing the biochemistry, we become the alchemist. We are alchemists. We are able to alter our perception, consciousness, that is. That is neurology in the end. If you bring it down to the biochemistry of the body, it's neurology, electricity, the light. No. We bring it down. Analyze. The will is neurology. It's connected to the neurology of the body. And the will is made after millions of years of evolution to be in command, to be able to send signals to the full neurology, to be the commander over your own neurology. It's nothing more than logic. But because we disconnected so much from nature, we weakened this. And then it doesn't listen. And then we begin to listen to in the system to a doctor, a psychiatrist, a psychologist, whatever, becoming dependent on those people when something is going on. No, what I say, these breathing techniques have shown themselves to be able to change about anything to any level. And then it's all new. So for those who have old trauma, and it could be even ancestral trauma, you are able to work it out. Nature gave you the tools to tap deeply within and to cleanse and to create a balance whenever it is needed. Otherwise, you walk with that all your life. That is not logical. It's logical to, ease down, go seclude yourself, lie down and work within yourself to de-traumatize yourself, to de-block yourself, create great flow. Because we unconditionally are beautiful beings, all of us. But that's not the way we are schooled. That's where we come in. Exactly. Spirituality.
Exactly. And I love that your work connects us back to nature as well, because I think, you know, nature is something we do forget with, you know, the climate change happening with all the pollution in the world. You know, Mother Nature is suffering now more than ever. So how can this work help us to connect back to nature as well?
Through doing this, the cold treatment, the cold discipline, through bringing about the right cardiovascular system to take out stress within our bodies, to bring out more energy, we become happy people, because then we are in no need to take over nature, to take over somebody else's country, to kill, to possess things. A happy man doesn't go to war. A happy man is just there unconditionally in love with in the love, not with himself. He is the love. We are born to be the love itself, the light itself in the moment. And it's all there now. This time, it's no philosophy. It's there. It's autonomy. It's the ability to go in our mind to any spot in our own brain to regulate what is or should not be there or what should be balanced. We are in control of that. We showed this also in brain scans, to have a control over 100% of our brain, not 16, 100. We are made to believe that we have a limited power within ourselves. Those are motherfuckers. They should not be here on the planet no more. It should stop. This is creating nonsense. Believing that we are limited in our being to become happy, strong, and healthy in any situation is not logical. It is fascism. It's spiritual fascism. And I say I stop that through showing through science. Even to those who are reigning over us, who are in their greed, taking so much because they feel insecure. Only by taking, they feel a sense of security. And it's just numbers. Doesn't make sense anymore. Also to those, I tell you, your happiness and your health and your strength, it's not for sale. And it's the most valuable what you can ever achieve in eternity. It's your soul.
Amazing advice. I mean, amazing. I love that. So although you've given us some absolute pearls of wisdom already and gold advice, my last question to you today, Wim, is what is one piece of life advice that you would like to leave my listeners with?
Guys, I love you all. I love you very much, deeply. And that's where I find, will find you. I will find you in the depth. And you will find me in the depth, and we will change the world together. We go for love. We bring a bright future for those to come, for all the sentient beings in this world, all the trees and paradises are waiting, and we are going to make it and do it together.
Yes. I think that is the best piece of advice we've had on the podcast, to be honest. We're going to do it together. We're going to do it with love, guys. Absolutely. So, Wim, where can my lovely listeners find more about your work if you have sparked some interest and they want to find out about what you do?
Yes, we have a website. They made a website around what I'm saying and doing and all. And a lot of science is there. And we serve humanity. And it is in the, it bears my name, Wim Hof. My name is Wim Hof, and then method.com. And then from there you find anything. Or if you type in like Wim Hof, Iceman, yes, theory. That was the last good video I made. 3.5 million people looked already. A couple of weeks ago, we did that one, and that was great. It's when two guys come and visit me, and they live 24 hours with me. Then you see how crazy about life I am.
Well, we'll all have to go watch that for sure. And I'll put a clickable link to Wim's website as well in the description to make it super easy for you. But thank you, Wim, so much for coming on today. It's been honestly such a privilege and pleasure to have you here. And it's just so great that your wonderful work is reaching even more people. So thank you so much.
Lovely. Emma, keep on the good works. We are going to win anytime.
Yes. So thank you so much, guys, for listening to Wim and I's conversation today. I really hope you have enjoyed it as much as I did. As always, you can find a clickable link to Wim's website in the description down below. And of course, if you want to find out anything more about myself, my coaching, or anything else that I have to offer, like my videos and books, you can find it all on my website, emmamumford.co.uk. So thank you so much, guys, for listening. I appreciate all your views and listens. Don't forget to subscribe if you're new here, because I would love to see you again soon. Don't forget you can also join my free Law of Attraction support group over on Facebook, where I can join myself and other like-minded souls, where we talk all things Law of Attraction and spirituality. I hope you have a great week, whatever you're up to, and I'll see you all in my next podcast episode, which will be next week. Lots of love, guys.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.